Clow,
Mallory Sullivan,
The Bald and the Beautiful.
May we present for your enjoyment
the K105.3 Morning Show.
All right.
I get tired.
Beyonce in this church.
All right, Beyonce.
Bought a church.
All right, Queen Bey. Isn't that her name? Queen Bee?
Queen Bee. Yeah, not Bey.
But that's how they say it. That's how they... Queen Bee. Okay, yeah. Queen Bee. I said Queen Bey, you know.
Just Queen Bee. Just
Queen Bey?
Be hip, be cool.
Queen Bee.
Yes.
Queen Bee, all right.
Queen Bee. Don't get that beehive to come after you, because...
Maybe the beehive is going to have a gathering place.
That'd be nice.
It would be. New Orleans.
New Orleans.
She just bought a 7,500 square foot church in the Big Easy. Okay? The New Orleans Church. New Orleans. Which was, it's more than 100 years old, listed at $850,000.
Okay.
That's pocket change.
Yeah.
To Queen Bey.
Bee!
But it's unclear if she got a divine discount, you know, if God looked at her and said, you want to buy the church. There it is. Maybe she's going to start a church. I don't know.
Well, I just want to show why she's buying a church.
Well, it was built in the early 1900s.
And she can't knock it down. That's bad, bad juju.
Yeah, but it's been out of commission as a place of worship for, I don't know, quite some time.
Okay.
Quite some time. Looks to be, it could be a revival, though. Beyonce shouldn't have any issues finding folks willing to get in formation and join her congregation. Her sister Solange lives nearby, too. So Queen Bey.
Bee.
Isn't that what it is? Speaking of, a San Francisco church held the first ever Beyonce Mass a few weeks ago.
What?
Had more than 900 people show up.
Oh, my God.
Imagine what would be the actual turnout for the Church of Bey. Bey. It's B-E-Y.
Scott Cloud.
I'll bet this is a funny story.
Mallory Sullivan.
Holla back!
The K105.3 Morning Show.